This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today said that Pakistan's reputation as center of global terrorism is rooted in various terrorist attacks across the globe. Briefing media in New Delhi today evening, Mr. Misri said any further action by Pakistan, some of which we are seeing today, is nothing but escalation by Pakistan once again and will be responded to and is being responded to appropriately. He said attack of Pahalgam terror attack is the original escalation to which India has responded. The Foreign Secretary informed that 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to Pakistani firing. Colonel Sofia Qureshi and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that Pakistan attempted to engage several military targets in northern and western India using drones and missiles. However, these attempts were neutralized by the integrated counter-unmanned aerial system and other air defense systems. They further informed that Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and heavy caliber artillery in Jammu and Kashmir.
Action that Pakistan has taken, in fact, is impacting civilians. I showed you the picture of the Gurdwara and the Sikh community members who were killed in this. There are other civilians also who've been killed and injured in these attacks. In fact, since yesterday morning, total of 16 civilians have been killed and 59 others have been injured in the attacks by Pakistan.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with secretaries of various ministries and departments of the government to review national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in light of recent developments concerning national security. During the meeting, Mr. Modi stressed the need for seamless coordination among ministries and agencies to uphold operational continuity and institutional resilience. He also reviewed the planning and preparation by ministries to deal with the current situation. The Prime Minister called for continued alertness, institutional synergy and clear communication as the nation navigates a sensitive period. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to national security, operational preparedness and citizen safety. Indian Armed Forces have used high-quality equipment in Operation Sindoor, which resulted in killing of a large number of terrorists in Pakistan and PAK-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the way the armed forces destroyed terror camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is a matter of pride for the country. Speaking at a national quality conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh congratulated the country's armed forces for the action, courage and valour they displayed. The minister said this operation was carried out without harming any innocent and with minimum collateral damage. The defence minister assured the countrymen that no limit will become a hindrance for the government in protecting India's sovereignty. Government has asked OTT and media streaming platforms as well as intermediaries operating in India to discontinue the web series, films and other contents having its origins in Pakistan with immediate effect. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry today issued an advisory to them citing the interest of national security in view of Pahalgam terror attack. The ministry advised them to stop the streaming of Pakistani web series, films, songs, podcasts and other streaming media content, whether made available on subscription, best model or otherwise. An all-party meeting convened by the government in the wake of Operation Sindoor was held at Parliament today. During the meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the leaders of different political parties were briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at the armed forces' act against terrorists. In 2 back-to-back operations, police teams from Bandadewa Police Station and Nahalagan Police Station yesterday apprehended 5 drug peddlers and seized a total of 140.15 grams of suspected heroin along with vehicles used in drug trafficking. Accordingly, 2 cases have been registered at Nahalagan Police Station and Bandadewa Police Station under the NDPS Act. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.